Hey, what's up, guys? This is Quentin with Lawn Care Accelerator. I am here today over the internet, joined with Chris with MyServiceArea.com. We're going to be talking with him because I think he has something that could help out, honestly, quite a bit of people in the professional service area or industry, and specifically lawn care, property maintenance, and all that stuff. So thanks for joining me, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I'm coming in a little bit hot off of a trash can cleaning route, but glad I made it in time.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about yourself, you know, a little bit about your company, you know, how you kind of got started, and, you know, we'll just kind of go from there.
Yeah. Okay. So my name is Chris Gentry. I own a trash can cleaning business called Happy Cans. And out of Happy Cans, trying to solve my own problem, my service area was born. And really, the problem came from, I use Jobber for my routing and scheduling and billing tool. And the problem came from, you know, in the summertime where you lawn care have the spring rush, you know, I've got the summer rush, or trash can cleaners have the summer rush, you know, Maggots are our best salespeople. And so, after, you know, running a route, I would come home and I would have, you know, 5, 10, 15 inquiries, and I would have to look up every one of those addresses and see where they were. Because the guys that I bought this business from, they were yes people. They did not know how to say no, when no can be so powerful for your business. In fact, you know, my one of my mottos for 2024 is, you know, say no more in 2024. But these guys said yes, and there were days I was traveling over 100 miles round trip, and I was losing my butt on those days. And so I reached out to these, you know, Facebook groups of trash can cleaners. I said, hey, guys, what are you using to, you know, filter your inquiries, build profitable service areas? And they said, oh, use a zip code filter. And I said, I can't use a zip code filter because zip codes come in all different shapes and sizes, and I don't, and they're, you know, they're like people, come in all different shapes and sizes. And I forgot, I messed up my own motto there. But I said, I can't use it. I need something else where I can get granular, because there's pockets of zip codes that I service, and there's nothing out there on the market. And so, you know, I had it built, and I had another, you know, software company in the past. So I had experience there and had it built. And, you know, here it is today. It's called My Service Area, and it allows you to build profitable service areas and say no automatically for you guys out there. You know, the majority of our customers right now are bin cleaners, but the next largest bucket are lawn care operators such as yourself or business owners. And then we have a hodgepodge of like pool maintenance, pest control. We even have a home renovating business. It's crazy how people find us and say, this is exactly what I need. Because you can get so granular with, you know, a polygon. You can go down to the street level. If you don't want to service, you know, one side of the street, you don't have to service one side of the street. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
How long ago was this? I don't know if you gave a time frame.
Yeah, so 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no, not
it's
too.
It's a little over 3 years ago, and for a year, almost close to 2 years, like we just gave it away, you know, and just let people use it, collect feedback, and then it wasn't until about a year ago that we started charging for it.
Wow. So did you get some good feedback when you were? When you were having it out like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's always a double-edged sword when you give stuff away for free, because, you know, everybody raises their hands, but there's not any accountability on your end. You don't have any skin in the game, right? And so, you know, that was a challenge. And that leads me to a good, you know, point, and it probably getting ahead of your questions is, you know, people ask, well, how does it actually work? And what my service area, or MSA, is, I'll refer to it in this conversation and how I refer to it, is it's either a WordPress plugin for your website, or it's a line of code that we add to your website. And then you can have it pop up on your website through buttons like get a free estimate, request an estimate, request a quote, request service, wherever you would like it to live.
Okay. I use GoDaddy website builder. I'm actually in the process of, you know, maybe redesigning my website. So is it something you can is it like an HTML code that you can just like plug in or something?
It's JavaScript. So okay. If you're using GoDaddy, are you using GoDaddy? So strange. And we've had some lawn care guys switch off GoDaddy and move to either Wix or WordPress just because of how strange their fees are. But are you using like GoDaddy's WordPress
or it's their website builder? I don't know. I honestly just created a website just so I could have like an online presence. So if people like search for it, it would like show up in the results. Because if I didn't have a website, you know, I might get ranked lower or whatever.
Yep. Yeah. GoDaddy is currently the only. If you're using like their GoDaddy branded website builder, they do not allow third party JavaScript.
Okay.
For whatever reason, it just boggles my mind that in this day and age that they don't allow their customers to add widgets, if you will, to their website.
Okay. Let me ask you, is this something that can like integrate with the various CRMs that are out there?
Well, we really don't care what CRM that you use, because we're like, MSA is like the secretary for your website, right? So somebody comes to your website and they enter, you know, the window pops up, and hopefully I'll get to show you this a little bit later, but they click on the button, like get a free estimate. So they click on that button, the window pops up, and it will say something like, hey, your time matters to us, so let's just make sure we service your address before you spend all this time filling out a form. You know, so it's a customer service tool as well. So they enter in their address. If they're in your territory, then we send them to your form, whether that's a WordPress form, a Squarespace form, a Google Doc or a Google form, you know, a Jobber form or whatever CRM, we send them to that form, and then that's where that's everything that MSA does, right? So MSA says, are you in or are you out? If you're in, you get through. If you're out, then it says, you know, hey, it looks like you might be outside of our service area and all this. I'm just making up this language. You can have MSA say whatever you want it to say. And it can say, hey, it looks like you're outside of our server. You might be outside of our service area, but let's confirm that. Leave us your name, number, and email, and we'll follow up with you. And so what MSA does is anytime an address is submitted, it drops a pin on your map. So you can see where it is inside one of your polygons or your service areas, or where it is outside of your service area.
Okay. I think this might be a good time to see if we can maybe do like a live demo, like a screen sharing, just so we can like, you know, kind of, since we just got done talking about all that stuff, you know, actually see it on screen.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you my actual live account in HappyCan, since there's so much, there's, you know, a few years of data in there.
All right.
Look, man. Actually, let's start off with a lawn care website first here. All right. Can you see Cornell's website here?
Steel Cuts Lawn and Landscaping. Yep.
Yeah. So this is Cedric's, not Cornell's. Sorry, Cedric, if you're listening to this. Cedric's one of our brand ambassadors. But so here's his website. And so when you go to his website, you have, you know, request estimate. So why isn't it? Is this not active? Oh, here we go. Sorry.
Okay.
I was like, wait a minute, what's going on here? All right. I was on the wrong screen. That's all. All right. So you go to his website, you click on request estimate. This is what pops up, right? Okay. Your town matters to us. Let's make sure you're in our service area. You start typing in an address. It starts populating. You know, if that's your address, you know, that's my address. You click it and you get through. If you, if you're in one of his zones, if you're not, it says, you know, hey, looks like you might be outside of our service area. Leave us your name, number, and email. We'll follow up with you. So that is the whole interaction with a customer. You know, like on your site here, you know, you have a request a quote. So instead of just going to your form, the MSA window would pop up and say, hey, let's make sure you're in our service area. You know, here's a new customer. I just got back from the Lawn Care Life Conference down in Alabama, Jason Creel's event. And that was a great one, great time. And just got these guys up and running. And so they have it attached to a request consultation.
Can you set this up to, this might not be a good scenario, but I was just thinking if, you know, maybe you do like fall cleanups or spring cleanups or aerating, or you do like fert and weed, like is, can you set it up to where maybe you do different services for different areas at all, if that makes sense?
Makes perfect sense, and I love where your head's at. Okay. That's a great question. So it, I'm going to reference bin cleaning because, you know, bin cleaning is my world, but there, bin cleaning and lawn care have a lot of similarities, right? We want to build efficiency in our daily routes because that's how
like we your make shirt money. Says, hashtag route density.
Yeah, exactly. So in the bin cleaning world, people just, it's the same service, right? So they would have, you know, one big zone or they would have a bunch of little zones. So when we first started working with lawn care guys, such as yourself, and onboarding them, they were like, well, Chris, we offer different services and each one of our services have different profit margins. So like lawn maintenance, we're not going to travel that far.
Yeah.
You know, we say no a lot. And so this is how MSA would help us there by automatically saying no. But we do weed and fertilization, bigger, larger profit margin there. So our territory is bigger.
Exactly.
And we went, oh, wow, okay, this is interesting. This is how you work. And so what we have the ability to do, excuse me, is tie zones to services. So if you have lawn maintenance, you've got one zone for that, or you could have multiple zones, but those zones would be tied to lawn care or lawn maintenance. If you do weed and fertilization, which is a bigger zone, it would be tied to that. So that's the short answer is yes.
Okay.
But that's how it works. And one of the great things that we learned from you guys in how you operate your business and the different services that you also offer.
That's good that they were able to give that feedback and you guys were receptive to it and implemented it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, MSA is such a, it's so simple, but yet so powerful for business owners when it comes to saving time. I mean, you're not looking up an address on your desktop or on your phone and zooming in and zooming out and seeing, well, you know, do I serve it? How far will I travel?
Mm-hmm. So can we see like the dashboard that you were talking about earlier?
Yeah. So is this sharing now?
I still have Steel Cuts Lawn and Landscaping up.
Oh, let's see. I'm not so familiar with. Let's do this and let me go back.
All right. Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yep. So this is the dashboard, and this is my live account with Happy Cans.
Okay.
And so it's really simple. So you have your recent activity, and that's where you can segment on the last 24 hours, 7 days, 30 days, what have you. And so this service locator view, what this does is anytime MSA pops up, we count that.
Okay.
And so over here in the last 7 days, MSA's popped up 9 times, but only 3 people actually entered in their address. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So one was in my area, 2 were outside of my area. So what does this mean for me? It means that I did not have to email, call, text, look up an address. They were outside. MSA handled it for me, and they were outside of my territory. So you can see down here, this Isle of Palms, they were outside of my territory. This Goose Creek, outside of my territory.
Okay. Yeah, it was last year, spring and summer. You know, I had a lot of people, you know, click on my get quote button or get estimate or see pricing, and they'd enter in their, you know, their address, and, you know, it'd be either in like Lakewood, which is, you know, like 20-30 minute drive. It'd be like Arvada out in Aurora, and, you know, it's just like, I don't have time to like call all these people back.
Right.
I did, or I sent them a text message or email or whatever. But it was, you know, it was time consuming, you know, especially during that spring rush. Once you start getting all those inquiries that you're working all day, and then you have to come home, and then you have to do like all the office work. So it'd be nice to be able to, you know, see all that stuff filtered out, and then boom, all of a sudden you have like three that are in your service area. It's like, okay, I can manage that, and, you know, give them a call and set up estimates and send quotes and get them on board for service.
Yeah, exactly. You know, with your workflow, instead of coming home, you know, just like me in the very beginning, coming home from working out in the hot weather and looking at those requests and looking at those addresses and seeing if you will travel that far. I mean, it becomes time consuming.
Mm-hmm. So can we is there anything else in this dashboard?
The dashboard is, let me turn off some of these pins.
Okay. So if someone signs up, they would have access to their own dashboard like this, right?
Yep. Okay. This is where the magic happens, right?
Okay.
So this is where you build out your territories. You know, do as I say, don't do as I have done with this large territory. My goal has been to really, this one big service area should be like 8 service areas. But here is a prime example of zip codes. Like, why one of the things that we say are zip codes suck, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I ran this route actually this morning. This is a very good area for me. This is a good area for me. Between this is not a good area at all. In fact, it's kind of dangerous. So if I used a zip code, though, it would all those requests would come through.
Mm-hmm.
So now that it with MSA and it's based on the address, it's not coming. Those aren't coming through.
So you actually, as the business owner, would like drop pins, or would you draw or something?
No, you see when I click in it.
Okay.
The white circles, and that's how you edit.
Oh, so you can actually drag those and make it smaller or bigger.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So I shrunk my service area last year, and I grew my business 32%.
Wow. Is that just because you were focusing on the route density?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's
so
incredible.
I have never said no so much before last year. I said no a ton. But that's part of discipline too.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be disciplined in your business. And, you know, this was a conversation I had just a week ago that, you know, as entrepreneurs and especially new guys starting out, I don't care if it's bin cleaning, lawn care, weed and fertilization. When somebody calls you or fills out a form, you're going to say yes. You're like, hey, somebody wants to pay me to do this. I don't care if I have to travel an hour, I'm going to go do it. But you chasing that one job may cost you money.
Yeah.
And being new in the game and in business, you don't think about those things, you know, and I've been guilty of it myself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, just the fact that you can narrow your service area, and especially if you're a new guy, or even if you're like a veteran in the industry, you know, just getting it out of the that mentality of, you know, just trying to chase the dollar, because you might chase that dollar, but if it's, you know, if it costs you 30 minutes of your time to drive out there and then 30 minutes of your time to drive back, that's an hour. How much more in your local area could you do in that 1 hour generating revenue instead of driving to and from that place?
Exactly. I mean, I live over here where this little, like where that seven is, I live over here. It's called an area called West Ashley. Mm. I mean, I don't even service Folly Beach. I don't service out here, and I don't service out here, and I definitely don't service out here. Now, a lot of these red pins that you see, a lot of them are from the original owner. When I got MSA implemented, I made a very calculated and, I mean, really hard decision, but I fired like 60 to 70 customers.
Wow. And I'd imagine that's got to be hard to do.
Yeah.
I mean, because all of a sudden you're not going to have that revenue. That's scary.
Yeah. But I knew it would pay off, and it has paid off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, route density does not happen overnight. It takes time, but you've got to be disciplined, and you've got to be ready to say no. And it's so hard for people to say no for some reason. Well, no, it's not for some reason. I know the answer is because money. They see money, and they don't understand the value of that money, whether it's positive or negative, mm-hmm. if they say yes, like you were talking about.
Yeah. So is there anything else we can see on this dashboard?
I mean, I'll get this. You can upload your customers as well, and you can see, you know, your customers in here. These are all my green, you know, I'll show.
So like export our customers out of our CRM and upload them there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, so then you could actually see where most of your current customers are, and you could try and focus on that area.
Exactly.
Wow.
You know, and that goes back to if I had another truck, which I don't have right now, I would put a truck over here in Mount Pleasant, and I would open this up,
mm-hmm.
and I would open up Isle of Palms. Now, one cool thing that I have not spoken about, because it's not, we may have a lawn care person that's using this, but this is big in the bin cleaning world, is that when somebody enters in an address based on that zone, you can send them to a specific landing page or pricing page or buy page. So let's say they, like this John's Island, this mm-hmm. John's Island will have its own pricing page, because on my website, you have to enter in your address before you can access any pricing. I want to know if you're in or out. I don't want to waste any time, and I know you don't want to waste any time. So let's find out if I even service your address or not.
Mm-hmm.
So with this zone right here, currently they go to one pricing page. This zone will go to its own pricing page. This zone will go to its own pricing page. And then I am going to open up the peninsula here in Charleston. I don't know if you're familiar with Charleston, but it's a nightmare downtown. I hate going down there, but open this up, and they're going to pay a premium. But they won't see the other pricing pages.
Okay. Is there a specific reason why, like, I don't know if this would necessarily apply to me, but like, why would there be different pricing points in regions?
So accessibility is number one for the downtown.
Okay.
I mean, it's a nightmare going downtown. There's a ton of money downtown. Length of travel.
Okay.
So even though I live over here, it can take me 45 minutes to get over here.
That makes sense. I mean, yeah.
As a crow flies, it's not far. But I've got to pass over two bridges. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's a wreck, if one of the bridges is up, it's just, you know, That's why I don't go down to Folly Beach. I mean, this road to Folly Beach is a nightmare, especially in the summertime.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to charge $100 a can to make it worth it, you know? So here's something I didn't talk about earlier, because it's big in the bin cleaning world.
Okay.
And we're trying to figure out how more lawn care guys such as yourself could benefit from this. But if there are multiple MSA users in your area, and let's say somebody comes to your website and they enter in an address and they are not in your service area, MSA will look around and go, hey, is there somebody else that services this address that is an MSA user? And so, for example, in the bin cleaning world, if somebody came to my website and they clicked on check address and they entered in their address, well, MSA would look around, and then it looks like Happy Cans doesn't service your address. So it would send back a message to the visitor and say, hey, it looks like Happy Can, we don't service your address, but our friends over at Clean Cans do. Would you like to go to their website? And so now the user goes, wow, they've got a like a very verified partner or a trusted partner that they recommend because they don't service their address. Mm-hmm. And now I can go to their address. I don't have to enter in my address again because MSA says, hey, you're already in the Clean Can zone. And so they go right to their website and they can make the order or request, what have you. And we track all that information. So let's say, you know, if you're Clean Cans and I'm Happy Cans, and I can say, hey, look, Quentin, last quarter you sent over five requests for me. I closed one of them. Here's a $20 Amazon gift card.
Or nice. Whatever.
You know, and you can just be, you know, mindful of the people that you work with, because it will in the information within MSA, it will show you that,
yeah,
you know, who gave the referral.
Yeah. You know, I'm all about building, you know, relationships with, you know, other companies that are out there, and, you know, just having those extra resources. And, you know, I've given business to, you know, other companies that are around my service area that I do not service. And, you know, it's great for them. It's great for me, because as I write that email out to that customer, you know, like, hey, I can't serve you, but I know someone who does.
Right.
So that's actually really cool, to where you can, you know, just link automatically to the website. They don't have to enter their address in again. Because I would imagine if they had to do it again, they'd probably like click away or, you know, look for something else.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, people are funny.
Yeah. You
know, some people, that doesn't bother them, but others are like, oh my gosh, I'm out of here. I'm taking I haven't looked at this number in a while, but we launched this referral functionality like a year ago.
Okay.
And we have just over 2,800 referrals in the system.
Wow. So that's from someone searching a service area that a company doesn't service, that gets sent to someone who does through MSA.
Through MSA. Wow. That's MSA customer to MSA customer.
Wow. That could be a lot of money. 28,000 referrals. Like that's probably.
No, 2,800.
Oh, 2,800. Okay.
Yeah, 2,800 in not quite a year.
Okay. 2,800. All right.
Yeah.
Still that's.
Did I say 1,000?
I don't know. I'll have to go back and look at the video, but maybe.
I hope I didn't say 2,800. So yeah, if I.
I hope I misheard you.
Yeah.
So.
That would be crazy. Then I would, if it was 28,000, I would have to figure out how to monetize.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you know, MSA get a dollar per referral or something? That would. But, you know, right now we don't have any plans to monetize that or anything. Or, you know, the only idea that we ever came up with that is still on the list is hey, if you want to be part of the referral program, then you pay, you know, like a Prime membership. You pay like a one-time fee of like,
or even like an add-on price or something.
Yeah, you know, or like, you know, you just pay every year, you pay $75 to be in the,
yeah,
you know, the referral network. But yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we're coming upon 100,000 addresses filtered
in 3 years.
Just under 3 years.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. There's money out there.
It's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. Yeah. Cause, as the weather gets, March, it will probably shoot up cause we're over 97,000. So we're it will be at 100, here soon.
Hey, can you tell me how many people are using MSA? I don't know.
Yeah, it's, you know, MSA is small. It's just me. We haven't spent, you know, I've not spent a ton on marketing at all. This year is the first year that I've attended some conferences. I can never go to a Quip because of a family obligation in October that I cannot miss. And, no matter how important MSA is to me, family's more important.
Hey, get some brand ambassadors, huh?
Well, I've got one. I'm always looking for more.
Yeah.
Always looking for more.
Come out with some merch and, you know, when I go to Equip.
A hat.
Oh, okay. The video's a little blocky, so I can't really see it. So I didn't know that's what it said.
Yeah. I don't have I just got my other shirt too. I was trying to find, and I've got another shirt that, the old, got milk slogan. Well, I have the, got route density, and then I've got these koozies, in or out. So, and then stickers, the MSA, I got it here on the,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Option is I'm always looking for people that are users and, just like Cedric had been using MSA for a month or two, and he came to me and he's like, hey, I noticed you don't have any brand ambassadors. And I said, let's talk. So that's a great feeling when a customer comes to you, instead of you going out and trying to recruit brand ambassadors. When somebody comes to you, that's saying something about the product, and I think it's saying something about, who I am as well. So we're excited to have them, and hopefully we can get you live and up and running.
Yeah.
Then have that conversation.
Yeah, maybe send me out a hat and a shirt, and when I go to Equip, I'll put them on and.
But I mean, at its core, this is, MSA. There's not a lot of, back end fancy, little widgets and gadgets and buttons that you can play. You can segment your database. You can get a real clear understanding of your customers. When you import your customers, you can see where they are. You can understand where you're getting inquiries. So where can I grow? Where can I shrink? Maybe, you have one person out here. Do I need to fire that person?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just not gaining traction out there.
Yeah. So as far as, someone, signing up and setting up an account, like, do you meet with them? Do you have like a phone call with them to like get everything kind of like set up?
Yeah, it's a real, straightforward process, depending on, I guess the biggest question is, do you manage your own website or is somebody managing the website for you? If you're managing your own website, we work with you to get either the plugin added or the code added. If you're working with a company that's managing your website, we just need an introduction and then we take it from there. And then once the plugin is added or the code is added, we get that verified. And once that's verified, then we schedule a Zoom call. But right when you register and you get your subscription level, you have access to your map. And so you can go ahead and start building out your territory. And with lawn care guys, we see the two levels that the lawn care business owners buy. They either do the medium, I mean our mid-tier, which is plus, or they do our premium. And the difference between those is the number of zones that you need. With the plus, you get 6 zones. With the premium, you get unlimited zones.
Okay. And what exactly do you mean by zones?
Service areas or polygons, however, you know, back on the map.
Okay.
So this is a zone.
Okay.
You know, this is a zone. This is a zone or a service area. It's just a terminology. Okay. Do you want to call it a polygon, a zone, or a service area? All three of those, you know, intertwine with the description of what a building and area in MSA is.
So I guess that brings up my next question is, I guess let's talk about pricing if you don't mind, you know, monthly pricing, if you guys maybe do like, you know, a year, if you pay a year in advance, or is there like a setup fee?
Yeah. So great question. So there's a $99 setup fee, and then we do monthly subscriptions. The mid tier is $18 a month. The premium tier is $30 a month. You can do an annual, and get a, you know, I think it's a month free. Okay. As well. You know, but for your listeners, I would like to offer them something, special, and, you know, so we can work that out as well.
Awesome. Yeah. We'll talk about that. And, you know, I can link it in the description of the video and the podcast and, you know, hopefully get some people to sign up. This is something I'm definitely interested in myself. 'Cause you know, just being able to build my route density is, you know, going to be my biggest goal for this year. You know, 'cause yes, I want more customers, but I want customers next to my current customers.
Right.
So, and you know, I think this, you know, could really be beneficial. So.
Yeah. Do you follow Naylor, LCR Media? The rookie?
No, I used to when I first started out, because I was absorbing like as much info as I could. But once you start getting a little few years into your business, you know, your priorities change a little bit, and you have a little bit more on your plate. So
yeah, I completely understand. And the reason why I brought Naylor up is because he presented at the Lawn Care Life conference, and okay, his presentation was on route density and how it's hard, but in the end it's very much worth it when it comes to your business success and your time, I mean your personal time as well.
Mm-hmm. So this is now that I'm thinking about it, this is something you could probably integrate with or use with EDDM.
Yes,
like you could to get like hyper localized,
yep,
you know, mailers out. If you guys don't know what EDDM, it's every door direct marketing. You know, you can create postcards and like have it mailed out to, you know, specific areas. You know, you don't have to do specifically a zip code. You can do neighborhoods and all that stuff. So I think something like that and MSA would go hand in hand, like really, really well to try and build that route density.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, you can look at those pins and say, you know what, I've got 3 customers over here. Let's say you're new to MSA, mm-hmm, and you upload your customer base and you've got, I don't know, 100, 150 customers. I mean, I'm just using this as an example. And once you get them into the MSA, you've got that visual of, okay, this is my service area. These are where my people are. I've got three customers over here. How can I build up this neighborhood? Because, you know, there's maybe 400 or 500 homes there. And that's where you can really, you know, look at a mailer, or you could look at finding your champion. You know, maybe one of those three really loves your service, and mm-hmm, you get them to, you know, give them some sort of thank you or a compensation to say, hey, if I write a couple of sentences and send it to you, can you post this in your neighborhood Facebook group? I do that with a trash can cleaning business.
Or even, you know, Nextdoor.com or something like that too.
Yeah, I haven't got on Nextdoor yet.
Yeah.
I have not done that yet.
I know a guy, his name's Chris. He built his business basically from like next door. I think like his first year he was, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 or some customers. And then by like the spring he was like 30 or 40. And it was just from him, like, you know, answering nextdoor.com posts and, you know, putting his name out there. So.
Yeah. Nothing comes over, happens overnight.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, if you're, you know, looking to, you know, maybe get a few more customers and, you know, just putting your name out there is, yep, you know, goes a long way. So
I definitely agree. You got to keep pounding the pavement, right?
Yeah. So what kind of deal can we do? You mentioned that just a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, well, let's keep it a surprise.
Okay.
So I'm gonna share a link with you after this is over that you can put in the show notes. Or wait, what did we say? You shared something with me a little bit. Do you know what it was? What was it? Your acronym?
LCA.
Oh, yeah,
LCA. For Lawn Care Accelerator.
Yep. So let's do this. Let's do myservicearea.com/LCA.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So
what we're going to do, we'll put that page up and visit that page. And the only thing you need to do is, you know, share your name, email, and your business web address, and we'll send you over a fantastic offer.
Awesome.
We want to work with more lawn care people. We know that MSA is a good fit. You know, the famous saying that we hear after we get people up and running, and they've been up and running a few weeks, they were like, this is a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute no-brainer to do. And it's not like it's very expensive. I mean, just don't eat one, you know, number two or number one at Chick-fil-A one time.
Yeah, or, you know, just avoid two stops a month at a gas station, you know, getting coffee or whatever, and it's paid for itself.
Exactly. I mean, you're truly buying back your time.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Especially when you get home and you know who's in and who's out.
Yeah.
And then you could focus on those people who are in and worry about selling them.
Yep. So, exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, Chris, it was a pleasure chatting with you about myservicearea.com. Look forward to, you know, implementing this for me this year. Excited to use it. And, you know, I appreciate your time. And, you know, hopefully in, you know, a few months, once, you know, I start using it and all that stuff, we could record another podcast and, you know, maybe actually look at, you know, maybe some of my results or something like that. And,
yeah,
you know, kind of go from there.
That would be awesome. In hearing your ideas.
Yeah.
Because that's the biggest thing that right now is, you know, what do we tweak? What do we add? What do we take away that really provides even more beneficial items for you guys? Because we'll never be a CRM routing scheduling. That's not our goal. That's not our purpose. That is, there's already that field is so crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we just want to be that extra add-on that provides more value to your business.
A tool.
Yep.
Your myservicearea.com is a tool and, you know, a lawn care guy's arsenal. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, guys. So, yeah, if you're interested in My Service Area, go ahead and head to myservicearea.com. And that was / right? LCA?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. /
Yeah. myservicearea.com/LCA and check out the great deal that Chris was kind enough to give everyone who's listening and watching. Also leave links for that in the show notes and the description of the video. And yeah, Chris, again, it was a pleasure. I appreciate your time and we'll talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep. All right, guys. Thanks for watching.